AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Airlines are canceling thousands of flights, train travel's being disrupted, and residents up and down the East Coast are being warned to stay home as one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the region approaches. Virginia's preparing for 3 feet of snow, says emergency official Richard Foster.
We're looking at forecasts from the National Weather Service are calling for wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. That can cause whiteout conditions, can bring down trees or power lines. So we're looking at potentially very dangerous road situations.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson is in the heart of the storm's path, Washington, D.C.
This is a big storm. It's going to impact 51 million people from North Carolina to Kentucky and up the East Coast. The director of the National Weather Service says it's going to shut down everything in its wake.
It is setting up to affect the entire mid-Appalachian region through the mid-Atlantic, to New York City, Long Island, and extreme southern New England, with the potential of a very heavy snowfall.
Washington, D.C. is in the bullseye and could see up to 2 feet of snow. Further south, ice is expected to be the issue. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Little Rock got 6 inches of snow overnight, breaking a record for that city. The annual anti-abortion rally, the March for Life, is still on for today in Washington, but as Ross points out, Washington's expecting maybe 2 feet of snow. The State Department says it knows of reports that an American has been arrested in North Korea, but it's not saying anything else. Pyongyang says it arrested a university student for what it calls a hostile act, though it's not saying what that act was. State media says the man is a University of Virginia student. Looks like Wall Street may open higher today. World stocks rebounded today, helped by a bounce in oil prices. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio was on The Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon, and he said if this president thing doesn't work out, he's got another dream job.
I want to be like commissioner of the NFL, which is more powerful than president sometimes.
Do you want to be commissioner of the NFL?
Yeah. I mean, they have one now. I'm just saying that when the next one comes up, because I'm serious. That's a great job. You don't have, like, you have a lot of power in that job. You can, like, suspend people.
Mm. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says the Republican establishment is warming up to his candidacy, although he isn't naming names. Meanwhile, a conservative magazine is publishing a collection of scathing anti-Trump essays from well-known conservatives. 4 people are under arrest after an attack on an employee at a Subway sandwich shop in Sacramento. Police say one of the attackers had earlier been denied a sandwich, but they're not saying why. The employee who was attacked is going to be okay, say authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.